Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, the topic is a spoken rebuke. Did you know a spoken rebuke is a weapon? Let me start with Mark 9:25, New King James Version. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Notice that Jesus also commanded the demons not to return. Include that when you pray for others. Now look at Jude verse 9. New King James Version. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Now, interesting here, we have a contest over the body of Moses. Chew on that for a little while. One of the questions that we could discuss, not today, but could he be one of the two witnesses from Revelation 11? He could make it not rain, Elijah, and two, he turned water into blood, Moses. Here's Revelation 11, 3-6. "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they'll be clothed in burlap and will prophesy during those 1,260 days. These two prophets are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of all the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire flashes from their mouths and consumes their enemies. This is how anyone who tries to harm them must die. They have," get this, "power to shut the sky so that rain will fall for as long as they, no rain will fall for as long as they prophesy. And they'll have the power to turn the rivers and oceans into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they wish." Interesting. Elijah prayed to shut the sky. What happened to his body? Chariot of fire, angels of fire came and picked him up. He didn't die. Moses administered the plagues, including turning water into blood. But back to the rebuke. Michael said, "The Lord rebuke you." Why didn't he just rebuke Satan? Perhaps only God's image bearers have that authority. Luke 10:19 says he's given us authority over all the power of the enemy. Didn't give that to the angels. We're the only ones made in his image. Genesis 1:27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Not multiple genders, only two. And we're made in God's image. God is three parts, Father, Son, Spirit. Man is three parts, body, soul, spirit. We're the only one created in his image. Interesting. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to rebuke the unseen enemies in your life with the authority as a child of God and an image bearer that you have. You might pray like this. "Lord, right now, and with my authority as a Christian image bearer, as you made me, I rebuke the following spirits of," make your own list, "anger, fear, anxiety, drugs, porn," insert your issues here, whatever you're fighting. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.